The European Union's foreign policy chief has announced a legal entity to maintain business with Iran following a ministerial meeting of the remaining parties to the 2015 nuclear agreement at the UN.
The participants welcomed practical proposals to maintain and develop payment channels, notably the initiative to establish a special purpose vehicle to facilitate payments related to Iran's exports, including oil and imports, which will assist and reassure economic operators pursuing legitimate business with Iran. The participants
reaffirmed Federica Mogherini said the remaining signatories have reaffirmed their commitments under the agreement. Mogherini stressed that issues arising from the U.S.'s unilateral withdrawal from the deal will be addressed through operational measures. She said the measures are aimed at preserving the nuclear agreement. The U.S. announced its withdrawal from the agreement in May. Now, Tehran has not left the agreement despite Washington's pullout. Iran has repeatedly stressed that the remaining signatories to the deal have to work to offset the negative impact of the U.S.'s withdrawal if they want Tehran to remain in it. We're going to cross over to Ontario, joined by political commentator Jason Unruhy. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of the statements just made by Ms. Mogherini and Mr. Zarif?
Well, I think it definitely shows that the EU thinks that the Iran nuclear deal is something that should be preserved. They're clearly putting forth an effort to try to counter the damage that has been wrought largely by U.S. President Donald Trump and the rest of the United States, although I would say mostly at the whims of the president. I mean, this is definitely a positive step for those who want to preserve the nuclear agreement. As we've seen, you know, Iran's been dealing with a bit of a problem with currency. The new sanctions have been wreaking all kinds of havoc. But some kind of measure to get around the, particularly the banking system that where the U.S. has power over it is certainly a positive step. Is certainly a positive step forward. The United States wields a great deal of power in the world through finance by the hegemony of the U.S. dollar, and then they can make demands on certain countries, say who can trade, who can use their currency, etc., because it's the one that everybody uses. These new banking issues that to try to get around them is something that's going to be, at least in my opinion, a great deal of relief for the Iranian economy that has been suffering as of late because of this. This whole thing put together is certainly going to relieve a lot of the pressure and would certainly incentivize Iran to remain within the nuclear deal, which they have always maintained that they wanted to do. I think that maybe this is a step where the European Union is really putting forth a serious effort to try to preserve that agreement, since it's been basically sabotaged by the United States. And I think they realize that Donald Trump is not going to come back to the negotiating table, or at least from an honorable level, just reinstate the agreement that was already there, that was already functioning. But it seems that perhaps that the European allies that are usually tied to the United States in these matters are probably starting to show their frustration with the U.S. president that seems particularly hell-bent on completely destroying the agreement.
Well, do you think the Europeans have what it takes, actually? And are they willing to go all the way? Because, of course, we know that Washington has even threatened them in the past about trying to circumvent, of course, the American sanctions.
Well, I think that the European Union will go as far as it can. I mean, they're not going to go to the point of sabotaging their own economies in order to preserve the agreement. So I think that they will definitely step up as much as they can in order to keep this together. I think that a lot of countries, not just the European Union, are looking around at the midterms, which are coming up in the United States, to see what kind of political leverage that Donald Trump and the Republican Party is going to have after this very important vote, which could very well determine the future of the Trump presidency. I think a lot of people are hoping that this will be a sign that his presidency will not see a second term, and there will be some kind of change, a shift towards normalcy if somebody else comes in, and that's if we don't see an outright impeachment of the U.S. president. So I think that for the short term, the European Union is going to try to keep things afloat, try to keep the agreement as functional as possible until there's some kind of change inside of the United States. Maybe the political winds will begin blowing in another direction, or maybe the president will be replaced with someone else, someone who understands diplomacy to a much greater degree than President Trump actually does. So I think in the end, the EU will put forth as much of an effort as it can without placing itself at too much risk, though I don't think that they can possibly make up for everything that has been lost by the withdrawal of the United States. But I think that they are willing to put forth a...
All right, we'll keep our eyes on that to see what the Europeans will do. Thanks so much for being with us out of Ontario, Jason Unruhy, political commentator.